Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one great sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to also practice this. In our life, the human being, he gets opportunities or circumstances, scenarios that, for example, he may have a lot of loss. Somebody may be independent, third party gives a loss to a person, and due to that loss, a person gets angry, vexed. And obviously, it's the nature of man that during the state of anger or in anger, he starts to say bad to that person or ill, speaks ill of that person. Let's take, for example, a theft takes place, or somebody has spoiled your stock or given you some sort of loss. Then on this, what a person does is that he, even if he can't do anything, he starts to verbally abuse that person, or he starts to spread the news to other people. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam here gave ta'aleem for us, education, great education. Obviously Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every word of his was fantastic, excellent. As Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, a theft took place. A theft took place of something that belonged to her. And then this was a lesson for us. And then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said something negative against the thief. And here Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave education and a great lesson for us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Aisha, this thief, he did commit theft and stole something from you, but don't say bad to him." The reason was told that don't say bad to him, because if you say bad to him, then your reward will be less. Your reward will be less. So the reason is that if he's giving you loss, then in reality, loss comes from Allah to the human being. Allah Ta'ala hasn't left a person empty-handed. If he's giving you difficulty, someone's made you suffer loss, then don't say bad to that person. That person's, you know, bad traits, or saying bad to that person will give you a loss, because you won't benefit if you say bad to someone, or in anger, you tell someone off. Then a beautiful ta'aleem was given to the, by the Prophet ﷺ, that benefit from this incident. Take benefit, why? Because free of charge you will get a great reward, and Allah will give you ajr, reward. And if you say bad to that person, then obviously the situation will stay the same, and you cannot change the scenario, the situation. The situation's the same. But what will be the loss? The ajr that Allah Ta'ala wanted to give you, that will diminish or go away. And Hazrat Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi said this a few times. A few times I've discussed this with you, mentioned it to you in this link to this hadith, so that's why I remember this event. That he would give tarbiyah, he would give education to people who are his students. And obviously a person goes to the sheikh for this reason, because he is the person who gives tarbiyah. You don't go to learn salah or fiqh, etc. from the sheikh. Was this not the line? The khanqah is a spiritual hospital. So a person who gets scared of his sins, internal feelings are not improving, bad scenarios are rising, then there's a door of tazkiyah that Allah Ta'ala has set aside. So Allah Ta'ala makes, manufactures hospitals in certain locations. The makhluk, the creation of Allah, turns to that place. Of course, those people who are afraid of their situation, their sins are not finishing, their yearning for the dunya does not finish. And for the insan, the human being, the akhirah, the hereafter, is adab if a person doesn't prepare correctly, that the sins, eternal sins, if they're not getting eliminated, and if we transfer those sins with us to the hereafter. So if Allah Ta'ala gives people understanding, awareness, then to correct their lives, they go towards the right path. So Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi was a great sheikh, great alim. But to improve his internal circumstances, he went to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Sahib Rahmatullah. He went to his khanqa and he did tazkiyah. He purified and refined himself. And the effect of the tazkiyah, when he sat in the company, the sohbat of his sheikh, when a person goes to the sheikh, then what he should do is that, how much change has come inside me? And people, in reality, when they take the company of a sheikh and they see their mistakes, then what do? They, for example, if there's an issue or problem, for example, somebody's done wrong, then they blame the sheikh. Oh, he goes to this place. Obviously a person went for his purification to purify himself, cleanse himself. But what did you attain from there? You wasted your time? And you dishonor and degrade your sheikh? So remember, this path going to the wali wala, the maqsad, the objective, is that our internal akhlaq should be improved. Our conduct, behavior. So there's a big ta'lim the Holy Prophet ﷺ has given to us. Big ta'lim, big education, big lesson, that it's so important, the human being, that don't say bad to him. Don't say bad to him. There's no need for you to say bad to him. What will you get from that? So then Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib, his event was that his student or friend or colleague, Hazrat Saharanpuri, rahmatullah, at his home a theft took place. When a theft took place, it was burgled. Then he wrote to Hazrat, the Hazrat, a theft has taken place. Then Hazrat Sahib replied, and the answer, the statement that he wrote of was very precious. These are very precious for tazkiyah. These statements. And what he said was that the theft has taken place, but don't say bad to the thief, because your ajr will finish, your reward will finish. So this is how a person becomes aware of reality. When he cleans himself inside, then he becomes very aware and sensitive, that person, that always he has just one fikr, one concern, that I can attain akhirah from every example or incident. Let me turn towards Allah, focus on Allah. In other words, he is detached from the dunya and he is looking everything under the microscope of the akhirah. So he thought, okay, if you have to sacrifice the dunya, then fine. So this is a great lesson. May Allah Ta'ala improve our akhlaq in this way, doing dhikr, going to the khanqah, sitting with the wali of Allah. The objective of this is one in reality, that our internal inner self should go to such a good level, alhamdulillah, that even with the enemy, don't show enmity. Don't demonstrate enmity. Rather, present yourself to him with love and softness, gentleness. Because if you have love, then if you present yourself with love to the person who is enemy with you, then he will also start to love. He'll ask you for forgiveness, etc. So our Islam, our environment gives such a great ta'lim. But this ta'lim, how does it come? How does his education come? It comes through the sohbat, the company. If a person doesn't have sohbat, if he doesn't sit with someone who is good, then this does not come into his life in no way or form. That, for example, you want to understand this from a kitab or a lecture or a speech until you don't go to the company of the wali of Allah. And if you have the niyyah, if you have the intention that I want my purification, I want to improve my akhlaq, then inshallah very quickly the effect takes place on the person very quickly. It rubs off to the person. There are two things, alhamdulillah. Number one, we need to improve our akhlaq. For this, definitely we need to sit in the company of a sheikh, and we need to spend time with the sheikh. That some time we sit there. And just by sitting, Allah Ta'ala gives a lot of benefit if a person has niyyah. And the second factor is we are really in need of improving our akhlaq. These aren't small mistakes. Rather, Allah creates everything. Allah Ta'ala creates all circumstances. Any circumstance that goes across our life, then Allah definitely is given ajr for that. Definitely reward. So we should be greedy that in some way or form we should get the reward, and our akhirah should be improved. Anyway, this is a great hadith, alhamdulillah, that has come in front of us. And in this we should try. Whenever any loss, somebody gives us a loss, tries to give us a loss, don't say bad to that person. Rather, do dua for that person, Allah, that give hidayah to this person, guidance. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.
اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعصينا وجندنا وخطانا وعمدنا كل ذلك لنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما سررت وما اعلنت به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر ولا اله الا انت اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهم وكمال بيان الصغيرة اللهم رب ارحمهم وكمال بيان الصغيرة اللهم رب ارحمهم وكمال بيان الصغيرة اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واصحابنا وشيخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.